You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
This year's renewal of the Thiestes sees a lot of horses who will be in the Gold Cup picture at the end of the year. And, granted, a few that probably won't be. 21 of them are, well, 18 of them, sorry, with three reserves. Pimmer's here. Where do we start with a race like this? We've got betting right now, invitation only 6-1. Andrew Thornton's put that one up for the Gold Cup at 66s. 8-1 Monmouth Notorious, Maldini's 8, So's Some Neck, Up Reviews 11s, 12s for Pair of Brown Eyes and Isle of Hopes and Dreams, as well as General Principle, 14s for Dunacos and Mr. Diablo, 16s and Bigger the Rest. Where do you want to start?
Oh, well, just absolutely fantastic, isn't it? Obviously, yeah. 18 declared. We've got three reserves in the shape of Ghislaine Chosen, Woodswell and Nick Lost. Can't tell you. 8 for Mullins, 7 for Elliot, 7 for Giggingstown. So a little bit of a slant towards the two leading trainers over there in Ireland. And I think it's very, very competitive. This is a proper renewal of the Goff's Thiestes Handicap Chase. And gosh, where do we start? Well, I don't really know where to start, because they've got some really high-class individuals here. Your handicap mark sets off at 155 in the shape of Alpha Desabeau, and it goes down to number 18, which is Mr. Diablo, off a mark of 137. So, you know, these are high-class individuals. You've got to think to yourself, what one might just have a little bit more to come. What's at 8? Just rising 8 now, just come 8. That's going to take his career a bit further forward and really put themselves in the Gold Cup picture. And obviously, invitation only could be one of them. He ran well enough when he was third the last time out. He's beaten fair enough, fair and square, behind our Boom Photo. But that was only over 2.5 miles. The step-up trip certainly going to be in his favour tomorrow afternoon. Notorious Monbeg is a real interesting horse for me.
Or even Monbeg Notorious.
Okay, yeah. Monbeg Notorious, yeah. He's an interesting one. Davy Russell takes them out there. So that's a big, big player. He's a really improving sort of horse, this. Whether he's ready to rock and roll at 275 days remains to be seen. Of the Mullins horses, Some Neck was a ready winner last time out. Isle of Hope and Dreams.
Isle of Hope and Dreams.
That's the one, yeah. Yes. He's 12 now, so whether there's a little bit more to come from him remains to be seen. I would imagine not so. But again, he's got some nice horses as well in the shape of, as I say, invitation only. Pleasant Company could be a player. And also a Pair of Brown Eyes could be a player. So, interesting. I might have to take two against the field, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking for some value. And I'm going to go with Monbeg Notorious as one.
Who won the race last year.
Yeah, so he's, you know, an interesting player. He's obviously higher in the weights and everything else, like than I was last year. So we'll have him for the Elliott camp. And for the Willie Mullins camp, we're going to take Up For Review, who was a winner the last time we saw him. Again, he's got to up his game, but I do feel that could be a little bit more to come from him.
Okay. Up For Review, who was last seen in May.
Ishtar, was it?
No, Killarney.
Killarney,
it
that's
was,
it.
Winning a novice chase there, but it could well be one to improve this time around.
But again, great race to savour. Post time of 3 o'clock. So much to look forward to.
And looking back at previous winners as well, Monmouth Notorious, we mentioned there, carried 10 stone 2. On his own, won the race twice, once off 10 stone 2, once off 11.6. Jadanley was 10.7, Jack Adam 11.10, Champagne West 11.7, My Murphy 10.5. There isn't really, well,
a trend.
No, but of the lower weighted ones this time around, there isn't anything that looks like a lurker, if you like. And
no.
It's pretty hard to lurk when you're this high quality.
Yeah.
But at the same time, in recent years, if you've been high class, weight has not been a barrier.
No.
Which you could say could happen again. You've got some really high-class individuals towards the top of the handicap. Ooh,
like Alfa de Bobo. Yeah. He's interesting. But Mr. R. James, I don't know anything about him, claiming seven. You'd imagine he's capable.
Yes.
Else Gordon Elliott wouldn't be putting him on there, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be a cracker, that. Something to look forward to.
Absolutely. Domestically, tomorrow, Weatherby's 135 is the William Hill Medieval Day, Saturday 2nd of February, handicap chase.
Oh, I wonder what a medieval day is.
I think you go to Weatherby and there's medieval things going on.
I like blokes with eagles and stuff like that, and bows and arrows.
Jousting.
Yeah, and great big pots of beer.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Now, we don't know if Weatherby's going to be on, because obviously on Tuesday...
Wednesday, that's today.
Oh, yes, sorry, Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday, we lost Catterick and Hereford.
Yeah.
And at the time of recording, which is around about 3 o'clock on Wednesday...
Yeah.
Weatherby's still on, but we shall see.
I think it's officially good to soft, frozen in places.
Yeah.
And again, don't think the overnight forecast is great. And it's hardly got above freezing today. I mean, we're not that far away from Weatherby here in William Hill Towers, are we? So, you know, we know it's bitterly cold here. So
it's not the strongest contest, the 135, but you've got to start with Ackle Road Boy, who was a winner last time out, carries the penalty here, but prior to that had been a model of consistency for the Coulthard team.
Yeah, very tough, very consistent, and eventually he got his own way. With the 5-4 favourite at Kelso last time out, he beat Gold Investment by 18 lengths. So, again, he's more than likely well in with his £7 penalty tomorrow. And again, a race that lacks strength and depth. He's going to be a very worthy favourite. But I'm going to take him on with Lock Salt, who ran plenty well enough behind My Old Gold here at Weatherby the last time out. And there could be a little bit more to come from him. So, Lock Salt to get back to winning ways in that William Hill Medieval Day. Jousting and whatever else went on in those days, all at Weatherby.
Do you not remember those days? No.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Vaguely.
Lock Salt, who was second last time out at Weatherby, and in fact has now had his last five runs at the track.
Well, they'll more than that, just ride him there, won't they? Guess he doesn't train far away.
Yeah, true.
Save on the transport.
Exactly. Lock Salt, then, the pick for Pimmers to defy top weight on that 135 at Weatherby. And we're going to talk about a race at Southall as well, the 255 handicap over the extended mile and a half trip. And, of course, this is on the flat, and you'd hope that this is getting the go-ahead, Pimmers.
Oh, yeah, they will. They'll be working all through the night just to keep that surface rotivated. Still delays on getting the floodlights up, of course, at Southall, so we're not going to see that for a little bit while. By the time they get the floodlights up, it'll be summer, and you won't need them.
Rotivated?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Is that a word?
Well, they'll keep the track moving, you see, so it doesn't freeze.
Yes.
So they'll be taking the tractors round.
Okay.
Most of the night, I should imagine.
What do you like in this 255?
Tamer Khan was interesting. Obviously, a winner 3 weeks ago when he dotted up by five lengths when he beat Miss Crick. That was here over tomorrow's distance as well. So he's definitely got to be on your short list. The top weight, Domasen, again, he's been second last couple of times we've seen him. That was at Newcastle when he was behind Glang Yigors. Only beaten the neck there, so he ran a blinder in defeat. Second page was second again last time out. That's a Hannon runner with Seamus Cronin taking the mount there. And again, right down the bottom, I like the look of St. Mac, who we saw 14 days ago here behind Azari. Slow to go, then he raced wide, and then he just kept on plugging away there. I thought things didn't really pan out for him on that occasion.
Mm-hmm.
I think if he gets a bit better break, he's on the money a bit more, he can get the job done. He's off a lowly mark of 59. You know, he's getting a lot of weight from some of the other horses in the race. Andrew Mullen gets on well with him, and I think, again, he could be a little bit of interesting value tomorrow afternoon, St. Mac. Nine runners are declared, so you can have a little bit of a dibble and a dabble each way.
Okay. St. Mac, formerly with Hughie Morrison, run for the Appleby team last time out, and that was a little bit better, you'd say. But of course, Hughie Morrison tried him at Southall, and he finished just a length and a half second. That was his best run.
Yeah, he doesn't mind the surface anyway, that's for sure. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure that he'll run a big race tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. So loads to look forward to throughout the course of the week here on William Hill Racing Radio, and hopefully we get the go-ahead for... a few more meetings than we certainly have had today anyway.
Well, again, you've got the trials meeting coming up at Cheltenham at the weekend, haven't you? So you've got that all to look forward to. You've got racing at Sedgefield on Sunday. Fantastic. You've got a point-to-point up in Scotland at Friars Hoof.
Oh, yes.
You know, there's racing everywhere.
Are you going?
For whatever needs you require.
Yes.
There's a bit of something for everyone.
There is indeed, Pimmis. Yeah. Just can you recap your three fancies?
You're having a laugh, aren't you?
For Thursday's racing, please. We'll start with the Thiestes at 3 o'clock at Garran.
Yeah, and we're looking at number four, Monbeg Notorious there for Gordon Ellett and Davy Russell.
And Up for Review was the other one, wasn't it?
That was the
tentative.
The Willie Mullins yes. Selection there. But yeah, fantastic race to look forward to there. Then we come across the Irish Sea to a Weatherbeat in West Yorkshire, where we look at the William Hill Medieval Day at Weatherby back on the 2nd of February. And we're going to take a chance with Richard Guest, runner there, Lock Salt. And then down the A1 from Weatherby to Southall. And looking at that race run over a mile and a half, we're going to go along the route of the bottom horse in the shape of, and I will find it in a minute, don't you worry about that.
Get your notes sorted, Pimmis.
Well, I've got that many notes.
It's there. It's there. I can see it. Why can't you?
Oh, there it is, yeah. That's the one. The 1455 or 255 in old money. And the selection is number 9, St Mac.
Look at it. No, it's not thrown together, this, is it, Pimmis?
It's not thrown together. This is planned. This has got production it written does. All over it.
And your notes are everywhere. Hopefully.
What a mess.
A winner or two for Pimmis on Thursday anyway. That's if he makes it that far. Thank you, Pimmis.
My pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.